Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, there's a little story here, where is it, page 4 on today's Cancer Post. Peter Carruthers writes, isolated, alone and frightened after contracting COVID for elderly couple Maggie and Jim Kopp. The Cancer Hospital's virtual COVID ward. And people keep saying, what's the virtual ward? And we've had an explanation, probably a couple of times on this. Maybe it wasn't detailed enough. So we'll get a picture of how this virtual COVID ward works from our Cancer Hospital. Now, anyway, it's been a shining beacon of reassurance, has this virtual COVID ward. Now, the Smithfield couple, aged 77, 86, they've expressed heartfelt thanks to the virtual COVID ward team for an invaluable service provided during their isolation period. Ms. Kopp said she and her husband had fairly minor symptoms, but being physically isolated due to family members being immunocompromised meant it had been a stressful time given the number of elderly lives claimed by the pandemic. This is what she said. This is Ms. Kopp. They have just been so empathetic and caring. It's been very, very helpful. Then it says the Cairns Virtual Ward operates from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily. Can be contacted. Oh, you don't need the number now. It's there in the Cairns Post. Now, I've got it for gentlemen on the line. It's Ricky Brown. Yeah, we've got Ricky Brown ready on the line, director nursing for the COVID virtual ward. Hello, Ricky.
Good morning, John. How are you?
It's interesting that people hear that, virtual ward, and they've got a picture of, tents. There's one that said it's like a big circus tent. Is it outside the hospital? I said, no. Then we had, I think it was Don Mackey, said, listen, this is how it works, and this is how people get looked after in their own home when we call it a virtual ward. Ricky, let's go right back to the beginning of the crisis. How did the virtual ward come into being? How was it all planned and organised?
So there had been plans to stand up a virtual ward from the outset with COVID. We realised quite quickly that based on the level of spread and the number of patients that end up getting infected with COVID, that the hospital would struggle to cope should everyone turn up at hospital. And we also know that based on other outbreaks in other countries that not everyone needs to be in hospital. Sometimes they just need a bit of reassurance, or they need access to a referral process where they can actually be properly assessed by a clinician. And obviously the safest way to do that round about COVID, if there's no clinical need to be in hospital, is at a distance, because it just maintains safety for the nursing workforce and for the medical workforce, as well as for the patient as well, because they're not having to leave their own house or go out and about. So it kind of kicked off back in December when we ended up with quite a significant ramp up here in Cairns. We had to stand up pretty quickly, and we've been adapting and changing some of our processes since December, whilst it's been up and running, basically in order to meet the needs of the general public.
Now, is there any face-to-face contact?
So there's not face-to-face generally, but we have been providing face-to-face for some of our higher-risk communities, so Mossman Gorge, Yarraba and Jumbin, just where there's connection issues, where the local communities there might not be able to use, they might not have good cellular coverage or good access to telephone. So we have adapted our response and provided face-to-face responses in those areas. But generally for the main Cairns area, there is face-to-face, but it's virtual. So we do telehealth consultations where we can actually see at the end of a camera. We've got the capacity to send out a remote monitoring kit. And in that kit, there's a tablet as well as a blood pressure machine, a machine for checking your oxygen levels and your temperature. And it uploads straight into a dashboard that the clinicians can see and review your vital signs. And then just at the click of a button, the clinician can then ring through, and it'll ring through on the tablet that you've got.
No.
So we can actually see you and assess you face-to-face.
A remote monitoring cap, is that what you call it? An RMC?
RPM, so it's a remote monitoring program.
Wow. This is very interesting indeed. Now, all of this, I mean, before COVID, could this have been already organised, or is this a brand new concept?
It's not. It's relatively new within Australia. It's taken a bit of time to get up and running here. It's obviously, you can tell from my accent, I'm not Indigenous to Australia, so I'm actually from Scotland. And the NHS have been using these types of approaches for the last maybe 10 years. And it's basically been driven by their demands for their workforce. They've got a higher population there, and they've got higher demands for services, so they've had to be quite innovative as to how they respond to that. But now that it's actually come in here and we've got this in place, I mean, it provides much better support for the patient and the general community. It means that you can still get your assessment, and it fits in with your daily life as well. So you're not having to go out and drive somewhere. You're only having to come into hospital if there's an issue with your numbers, or there's a problem comes up the assessment where we feel that we need to see you face to face just to ensure that level of safety. So it's relatively new in this area, but I think it's going to be quite exciting going forward to see. To see how it integrates and implements and complements the current health service here.
Well, exactly. I mean, it would have applications into the future.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely will. I mean, virtual's where everything's going these days, John.
Bloody amazing. I'm so pleased we've had this discussion. I've got a much better picture of what's going on. How many at the moment in your virtual ward, if you like?
So we're down to 46 at the moment, which is pretty good. We were up at 240 at the peak. We had quite a lot on.
Oh, God.
But 46 it's given us the time just to kind of refine some of our processes at the moment. I suppose just I'll give you a brief overview of just the kind of ward and how it's set up. So we run a call centre, as you said earlier, from 7:30 in the morning till 10 PM at night.
Yeah.
And patients can self-refer to that on 4243 4208.
Hang on. Here we go. 42, if you're at home and you need some more information on this or whatever, contact 4243 4208. I'll put it to air again in a couple of minutes' time if you're rushing around to get something, write it down. 4243 4208. Don't go away. You went from 240 down to 46.
Yeah, we have. I think we did see a bit of a peak. I don't think that we're going to see a significant reduction in the short term going forward. We kind of know now that COVID's here and we're going to have to live with it. And the focus is continuing to provide this level of virtual support to patients so they're able to feel supported and safe while they're at home in their own houses.
Well. I'll give you that number again if you're listening now. 4243 4208. This has been fascinating. Ricky, do people notice that accent, do they?
Yes, they do.
Do they identify it? What is it? Galway? Is it Edinburgh or what is it?
So I'm from about half an hour from Glasgow, Ayrshire in Scotland. Glasgow. But a lot of people tag me as Irish a lot of the time. But anyway, it's roughly the correct area.
It was just noticeable anyway, Ricky. We picked up 99.9% of what you were saying, so it's been really worthwhile. We'll do it again. I think this is a wonderful concept, wonderful idea, and congratulations to all those helping you out with this. It's just terrific that it's worked so well. And thank you, Ricky. What an amazing story. That's Ricky Brown.
Thanks very much, John.
It's a pleasure. He's Director of Nursing for that COVID virtual ward at our hospital. His name's Ricky Brown.